Hello, I'm Rachel Mason, and I would like to welcome you to our latest podcast from TLAP, Think Local, Act Personal. I'm a member of the National Co-Production Advisory Group, or NCAG, and today I'm with Martin Walker, Policy Advisor for Self-Directed Support here at TLAP.
Hello, Rachel.
Now, today we're going to talk about some of the work that we're doing to look at creative and diversive ways of using personal budgets, which we're calling Stories of Success. Okay, firstly, Martin, can you tell me what you're doing and what you're aiming for?
Okay, we're collecting stories from places that we think that people are having a better experience of support planning than in many places.
We did some research and found that disabled people-led organisations were able to write support plans which were much more inspiring and led to better outcomes for people. So we took that thread and we've looked up and down the country to see if we can find whether or not that's still happening. And we found some places are actually different approaches to support planning, which isn't social work led, is still happening. And we think this will lead to better commissioning approaches. And we're hoping that local commissioners will reflect on these stories and think about whether or not they're appropriate for their own localities.
Thank you. As you know, Martin, I'm a family carer and I've been running direct payments for my sons for many years. And for me, self-directed support has historically been associated with taking a direct payment. But as you know, a person can have a choice whether to take the personal budget as a direct payment, ask for an individual service fund, or ask the local authority to arrange and manage their package of care for them. But it's essential that people take the lead and ownership of that support planning and then supported by the social worker or the provider that has been allocated to them. And that's been essential for me to be able to reduce my son's budget over many years and the flexibility of being able to pool budgets as well. Really hard to do that when the support plan has been written by the social worker at the beginning of the package, which restricts you to actually delivering to it rather than being flexible.
Absolutely, Rachel. Those are the sorts of things we want to find out more about what's going on in practice out there up and down the country. And we've seen in a number of places, what's been interesting is that in those places, it's not social workers or the social work assessment led staff that are writing plans and supporting people after having written the plans to get good care and support. And we know that there's evidence to suggest that actually when that happens, people get really good outcomes and have a really good quality of life from the care and support that they're receiving. We've visited five places. Wiltshire Centre for Independent Living have been commissioned to write support plans for people who take a direct payment. We visited a lovely lady who lives in Yeovil but supports her brother down in Cornwall. I met her at a Skills for Care event in Taunton very recently. I was inspired by the things she was doing. We visited Bournemouth Council, where an internal direct payment services, that's one where an internal council service actually can transform and hopefully we'll be able to show some of the results of the work there. And then we visited West Sussex, Independent Lives in West Sussex. A similar approach to Wiltshire Centre for Independent Living there. And then independent brokerage. So we visited a lady called Liz Leach up at Imagineer, who leads the National Brokerage Network. So independent brokerage as an approach.
And yes, that reminds me of a visit that we had in the Southwest Individual Service Fund Forum from In Control Scotland. And they were talking about being able to look at the cost of a commissioned package and being able to sit down with an individual and saying, actually, if we know what your outcomes are, how can we spend that cost of that package differently? And by taking that commissioned package for exactly the same cost, but taking it as an individual service fund or taking it as a direct payment, gave the individuals and the family a lot more flexibility to reach their personal outcomes, to pool budgets, to do things a lot more creatively. And they've actually been talking about the, I wouldn't call them savings, but actually using less money within the package and handing that money back is the way that we need to look at it, rather than looking at we are making savings for the local authority. And if we can get that conversation right, I think we're on to a winner.
So the series of blogs will be about those five, what we think are glimmers of hope in terms of support planning or approaches to support planning. And we're hoping that people will respond to these and let us know what's happening in their place. Let us know whether our thinking is right or wrong in terms of assuming that it's more difficult to write care and support plans if you're working within a council setting, and to find out what the barriers are and to see then if TLAP can work with the sector to try and improve the situation.
Okay, that's great. Thank you, Martin. And thanks all for listening. So do please sign up for the e-newsletter on the web TLAP website, and look out for more podcasts on personalisation and thinking differently about social care. But that's it for now. Goodbye.
Goodbye.